It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
Here we go again. Time once again for Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, and we're proud to be underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. For more information on them, you can always go to their website at AAARoofingCompany.com. Also, this week, 21ology.com for website management development, 21ology.com. Good to have you back listening for our second show of this brand new season. Coming up, a big, big surprise, and also a special guest, Father Douglas Hunter. The man has been on the move. He's traveled across the world, and he's moved from the north side or the west side to the south side of Indianapolis as far as now he's the man at St. Rock. And so Father Douglas Hunter, stay tuned for that. You know, he's also the chaplain for the Indianapolis Colts now. And speaking of the Colts, Monday night, well, they dropped the preseason game against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, you know, if you're a Colts fan for years and years and years, the Colts just really don't count the preseason. Their record is abysmal in the preseason, so don't take too much in or too much positive. It's sort of like Peyton Manning used to say about quarterbacks. They always get too much of the credit when they win and too much of the blame when they lose, and that's kind of the way you have to look at preseason as a whole, is don't worry about the bad things too much and don't worry about the great things too much either. They lost to the Ravens. The final score was 20-19. Andrew Luck played in five series, the quarterback coming back from the shoulder surgery, and a nice home crowd welcome. That's one thing he talked about after the game, was to be back home at Lucas Oil Stadium, to walk out there or jog out there and get that kind of ovation from the crowd. Way to go, Colts fans, because that made him feel really, really good, and that's what it was really all about. At the start of this thing, he's playing football again in the home stadium, and that's the good news. Bad news so much for Andrew last night. Didn't look really that good. The whole team was kind of off as far as, especially on offense. His numbers were not spectacular. He has 6 of 13 passing for 50 yards, so not a big, big numbers at all. He was sacked twice, had one interception in the red zone, so it was a little bit messy. And after the game, he talked about, well, among other things, those sacks and that red zone interception. Those are things he's got to fix.
Yeah, not too sharp. Certainly red zone turnovers are negative. Missed a couple throws that I'd like to hit, especially some versus man coverage. You know, I didn't feel like we as an offense gotten into any semblance of a rhythm, a sustained rhythm. And so that's tough. That's when you play that way and maybe, you know, maybe a little sloppy, then it's tough to come out positive.
On that interception, were you looking at Jack on that?
Yeah, I was. I tried to force it and bad decision, bad throw. So.
Was there anything you could pinpoint, like immediately, maybe when you're in the third or fourth quarter, was there anything you could pinpoint to why you guys couldn't find any rhythm on any of the
punts? Yeah, I think we were just sloppy a little bit, and penalties hurt, and getting stuck in some third and longs hurt. We did not run the ball as well as I think you would have liked, and that first and second down passing game was not as positive as you'd like. So I don't think it's very complicated. It was, you know, pretty simple, and we've got some stuff to work on. I mean, we know we do, which is exciting. I mean, it's a fun team. It's a young team. I looked around today and realized, like, man, you know, there are certainly some really solid veteran pieces, but we're a young team, and just for us, it takes being out there and doing and messing up and learning from it and going out again and doing it a little better. So I'm very, very encouraged. Both, one, by how I feel. I feel great, which is, it makes me happy. But then two, the attitude of the guys and going out and playing football.
I'm kind of curious. You've been so upbeat all camp and all that.
Yeah.
How did it feel before the game? Were you geeked
up? Yeah, I was excited. I was excited to play. Monday Night Football's cool. And yeah, someone told me it was our only Monday night game this year. So, all right, we'll make the most of it, which we did not. I was excited to get to come out with the guys at Lucas Oil, and we get a new turf. You go to the stadium, it looks like, and it like almost feels different because the grass is actually green, or the fake grass is actually green. But yeah, I was excited. I was excited to come here, and it was fun to see a good showing of fans on that Monday night. Yeah.
Andrew, on the Sucksack, were you conscious of how long you were holding that and you were just willing to...
Yeah, I knew it was a blitz. Yeah, you know, we got them to show their hand, and we had a great play call on a certain combination that we really liked versus that look, that specific look that they present. To get the home run, yeah, you have to sort of hold it, and that was the risk we were willing to take in that situation, and that's when you have Terrell Suggs on an edge, that happens sometimes, and you know, we can live with that. Yeah, we can live with that one. I told someone after the game, I was like, man, I'm sort of happy to have been sacked by, you know, Suggs and you know, and a legit, like, you know, sack. I was like, oh, I landed on my right elbow. It's sort of reminiscent of how I injured my shoulder many, you know, a couple years ago, and I didn't feel anything, didn't give it a second thought. So I think that's actually a big deal for me, you know, and being able to sort of lose that thought bubble, if you will, that thought cycle.
Yeah, so what he's basically saying there, that Andrew Luck didn't want to admit, is to lose that fear. He could tell he was kind of wrestling with that word. He didn't want to say lose that fear. And yes, you never hear a quarterback say, yeah, it was okay to get sacked, or I was kind of happy to get sacked. But in this situation, that's what he's talking about right there. Your quarterback of your Indianapolis Colts, because now he feels like, okay, I can get hit, I can get back up, and I can keep playing football. They're home again this Saturday as the preseason football season continues. That game is at 4:30 at Lucas Oil Stadium against the 49ers. As I said, Father Douglas Hunter, who's now the team chaplain for the Colts, will be joining us in just a bit. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have the man who's the chaplain for your Indianapolis Colts, Father Douglas Hunter, joins us when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com. Remember when you bought that boat, RV, or motorcycle? You thought you were going to use it every weekend, and maybe you did for a while. But now, well, it seems like you don't use it very often, and it's always needing some kind of repair. Plus, you have to pay to insure it, store it, and license it even when you're not using it, which is most of the time. If you've thought about parting company with your boat, RV, or motorcycle, you can donate it to Catholic Radio, whether it runs or not, even if it has to be towed. It's easy to do, and you'll really be helping keep us on the air. We'll sell it or salvage it, and the money will help us to stay on the air. To donate a boat, RV, or motorcycle, visit our website, catholicradioindy.org, and click on the Donate Your Vehicle button, or call 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. To hear more about them, you can go to AAARoofingCompany.com. And also the Elam Group, environmental specialist, ElamUSA.com is their website. It's my pleasure to welcome an old friend. I guess an old friend. We've known each other about a year now. Father Douglas Hunter. And Father Hunter, it's always great to have you in. You were in here last year promoting... I think it was the run for the seminarians.
Yes.
Is that still going to happen this year?
It is.
Okay, so but it's like in May typically, right?
Yeah, it's
next
the
year.
We're talking Race for Vocations.
Race for Vocations.
Yes.
So we'll have you back and we'll talk more about that some other time. But today we're talking about transition and travel and Colts football. let's zoom in on you. Life has changed drastically for Father Hunter in the last 6 months, hasn't it?
It has, especially in the last 3 months, because... Moving from St. Malachy in Brownsburg down to St. Rock on the south side of Indianapolis, in addition to being more active with the Colts now.
Yep.
But one key component is I had to give up my chaplaincy with the Trojans, Bishop Chatard High School. I miss them very much. But we still keep in contact through social media, so we're all connected in some way.
Yeah, if you don't know, the listener out there, Father Hunter is now the chaplain for the Indianapolis Colts. Like you said, you're no longer the chaplain with the Chatard Bishop Chatard Trojans, But the colors are pretty close, so yes. you didn't have to change your wardrobe too much.
Not too much, not at all.
It's pretty much black and white for you anyway. Huh?
Pretty much.
but how has it been? Well, we'll talk more about Colts in a second, but I bet that was hard for you to walk away from Bishop Chitar, because you had really built some, you know, forged some real friendships and the students, they counted on you so much. That's got to be hard.
Well, the neat thing about me being chaplain at Bishop Chitard is I've seen a lot of the kids grow up. I've seen a lot of them. I knew them before they were born, when they were still in the womb. But here they are now graduating high school. I'm like, what happened to you? Where did the time go? Mm-hmm. And so I have a long-lasting relationship with not only the children, but also their families, because I know them mostly from Joan of Arc and the North Deanery area.
Yeah. And now you're on the south side.
Correct.
I laugh. I live in Noblesville, and sometimes when I have to go to the south side of Indianapolis, I say, heck, I might as well just drive to Georgia. It takes me about that long to get down there sometimes. And how is that adjustment, just living in a new faith community for you?
Well, I do have some roots on the south side. I used to work at Perry Meridian High School
okay. As
a school police officer back in the day. So a lot of I know about a quarter of the parish, and I know most of their families as well. So I wasn't a total stranger going into the south side community. Mm-hmm. But they welcome me with open arms. They are a beautiful community, and I've loved every moment of it.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about St. Rock. I don't know much about, you know, what their community is all about. Are they real social? They have a lot of, like, you know, the fish fries and things like that, like all the other churches do?
Well, I've only been there just a month and a half, and I've been to a few of the meetings, and a lot of that is coming up, you know, for Lent and Advent and different things. And I'm the parish administrator, so I'm out on my own, and I pray every day that I don't screw it up. But it's been a wonderful experience so far. And there's so much to learn, so much to do. There's so much involvement within the community, with the people. And I love the fact that, unfortunately, in Brownsburg, because you're out in the country, mm-hmm. you don't get to hear the dogs or hear kids laughing or playing on the playground or riding their bikes or parents walking the dogs later in the evening. Whereas on the south side, you're surrounded by the neighborhood, so you're part of the community itself. Mm-hmm. You're not separated from the community. And just always, there's life always around your parish,
yeah.
any time, day or night.
I know CYO football is just kind of just getting started this next week, but from memory, if my memory serves me right, the St. Rock community as far as CYO sports and athletics is pretty strong. And mm-hmm. I think they have a proud tradition.
One of the parents just dropped off a kickball schedule, and I said, oh, you want me to be there, so I'll be there.
Yeah. It, to me, sometimes it's still surprising to me that kickball is an organized sport. That was something we just played at the playground when I was a kid.
it gets very tense at times.
Mm-hmm. You just came back from Ireland, and that was mm-hmm. one reason why I wanted to bring you here. You were all over Ireland, which is Scotland and mm-hmm. England. I was following Father Hunter on his Facebook page, and if people want to go see some of your photos, how do they do that?
Just go to Facebook and look for Father Douglas Hunter, and I'm there. It's not locked up or anything, mm-hmm. so they can see all the photos that I publish.
I felt like you did such a great job with the photos and telling the story of your journey. I felt like I was with you. I don't know if anyone else has told you that. I felt like I was with you in those castles and some of those churches. I mean, tell me about that part of the journey, just the faith part of this trip that you just came back from.
We did an 11-day pilgrimage to Ireland, Scotland, and London. And 5 of those days we were in Ireland mostly. And just the countryside, you know, you don't see the police everywhere. You're walking around and meeting townspeople. The Irish people are beautiful people. They welcome anyone into their home. They don't, like I said, they don't even lock their doors. Mm-hmm. Our tour guide, he said, if my keys aren't in the ignition, I don't know where they are. Yeah, that's the
wow.
And you know, different songs that you heard over time, like 40 Shades of Green, mm-hmm. actually it came from Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, because you're out on the countryside and you're, oh my goodness, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Then you go to the beach and you see the view is breathtaking.
Wow.
I mean, it's just wonderful. And here I am standing in these abbey churches from the 1400s, although they're in ruins. Mm-hmm. Due to their history with the British and things. But it's just breathtaking being in a place of worship or a place of sacred space.
Yeah. I was thinking when I was looking at your photos, as a guy who's been involved in athletics all my life, when I go into an old ballpark, or whether it's a baseball field or even an old gym of basketball, I want to grab a ball and shoot the hoop, or I want to can they let me run the bases? And, people would laugh at me now because I'm not running a whole lot of bases. But, I had that moment of, man, I wish I could participate. And when I saw some of the old abbeys, the old churches, when they were your photos, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if Father Hunter just says, I want to say a mass. do you just sort of, you want to do that?
When I go in, I look at the architecture of the building and see who came here first, because the style tells you so much history of whether the Romans were there, or the Scottish were there, or the English came in later and things like such of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then you try to figure out where did the monks live, or where was the altar, or the communal space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking with Father Douglas Hunter. He's with St. Rock now. He's been the man on the move the last 3 months, and just coming back from a great pilgrimage, 11 days in Ireland and Scotland and England. What, besides the breathtaking views and just the architecture, what else really struck you? The people, you sound like the people were just so honest and open. What kind of struck you? What did you bring back primarily from it?
I'm still working through that because I really haven't had a chance to sit down and reflect.
Yeah,
because so much has been happening over the last month or so.
Yeah,
and I'm always on the go. But people ask me about it, and we sit around and we talk about it. But I guess it's just being with people in general, that communal aspect. The 12 of us that went, or the 11 of us that went on this trip, they came from different parishes, but they formed a bond to where they're asking, hey, where are we going next? Mm-hmm. And so we're looking towards 2020 of going to Italy.
Wow.
With the same group.
Yeah.
And whoever else wants to join us.
Yeah. And the Facebook page is just Father Douglas Hunter on Facebook. People can go and look at your photos and tell that story. Like I said, when I was kind of watching you on Facebook, almost live. I don't know if you posted the day after. You were kind of posting several times, and it seemed like I was with you on the journey. And, congratulations on having the opportunity to make that trip. That's, I think, first and foremost, it's tough for guys like us that work all the time and we're focused on life in general to actually take a moment, take a breath, and say, I'm going to go do this.
Well, the bad part was I was at St. Rock for about 2 weeks, and then, okay, I'm leaving. For 11 days, and now I'm back.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you. Father Douglas Hunter, now also the chaplain of the Indianapolis Colts. That's something that's been relatively new as well. Mm-hmm. That happened this past summer, I think.
Correct.
What's your first impressions of that organization and the leadership with Mr. Ballard and all that?
It is a very faith-filled organization, for one. Finally, I'm in a group of people where I'm not the big man on campus. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them are bigger than me.
Yeah.
And I have to look up to a lot of people, literally. Yeah,
that is a new experience, I'm sure.
It is. But I still pinch myself every day and ask myself, is this real?
Yeah.
Because even last night at last night's game, here I am on the sideline with the players. And they treat me like one of their own. I'm not ostracized by any of them. And they treat me like family. They often ask me, is there anything you need, or is there anything we can do for you? But then in turn I ask them, is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah. Is it difficult, and I've often wondered, when it's such a broad scope of faith on a football team like that, eventually there'll be, 53 players. Right now it's like 90. I don't think they've made any cuts yet. But there's so many different kinds of faiths that go into that team and that organization. Mr. Ballard is Catholic. I remember when Mr. Polian was there, he's also another Catholic. So there's a thread of that. Mm-hmm. But that's by no stretch the majority probably on that team.
No.
How are you received as a Catholic priest, dealing with kids, I call them kids, 20-something years old, that are maybe still kind of searching for their faith and their path?
Well, that's why there's three different chaplains. I'm obviously the Catholic chaplain, and we have Protestant and somebody else. But they come and they ask. They're in search of. They want to know. And if they ask about the Catholic faith, I tell them about the Catholic faith. And if they want to know something else, I'm like, you need to go see the other guy, because that's out of my realm.
Yeah.
But everyone has come, and usually when I talk to them, it's usually around lunchtime, because that's a free time for them. And we talk about a number of different things that are going on in their lives. And one of the biggest things is helping them find a home church, a place of worship. And with the Catholics, it's easy because I know the Catholics. I know where to send them. But usually my Protestant brothers and sisters, I have them talk to the other guys because they can help them find a place a lot better than I can.
Yeah. And there's probably a little bit of evangelization.
There's a lot of evangelization.
Maybe there's a guy who's thinking about becoming a Catholic, and you work with that.
Or if they were at one point baptized Catholic and they haven't gone in a while because they've traveled all so much, you know, help them walk on their faith journey, walk with them on their faith journey.
Father Douglas Hunter from St. Rock and the Indianapolis Colts is joining us this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. And I think we saw it last year with the Philadelphia Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. They were a team that wore their faith right out there on their sleeve, and everybody knew, and they weren't afraid to thank Jesus for where they were. And I loved it when Frank Reich became the coach of the Colts, because I would imagine he's brought some of that with him.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see with that?
Well, you don't have to look hard. If you look at the end of the game, look out there in the middle of the field, and you'll see some guys praying.
Mm-hmm.
They're down on knee holding hands and praying.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to talk with Coach Reich very much?
Not as much.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not pretty yet. Busy. He's a little busy.
Oh, yeah.
But do you see that? You can kind of see just the presence, I don't want to use that word, but just sort of the way they carry themselves. They're a faith-filled man, and you can see that.
Oh, of course, because if he's walking down the hall and he sees me there, he'll stop and turn and shake my hand. Hey, Father, it's good to have you here, or good to see you. And then he'll go back to what he's doing, because he's got so much to do.
Yeah.
But I'm there whenever they need me, or whenever they see me, they always stop and make sure they say hi.
Yeah. Sidelines, that's pretty, a lot going on, isn't it?
A lot going on.
Because I always, and I'm sure everybody, first thing they do, they ask you, hey, what position did you play when you played football? Well, he didn't play football, folks, but you go about 6'5", and then some, right?
Of course.
Yeah, and when you're on the field, we talked about this before, there's probably a little bit more respect, or they just kind of know, okay, this guy looks like he does belong here, even though you never played, they just assume you did. How much is that a factor, or maybe help you in your mission?
It helps a great deal. Jokingly, one time one of the players said, man, if you want to suit up, we can suit you up, you know. you'd fit right in. I said, no, I'll let you guys handle that. I'll just stay on the side and handle the part with the Lord.
Yeah. Do you I know when I worked for the Colts for several years, and I was in the local media, it seemed that the team was it was easier to talk to the guys and a little bit when they win. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a winning just kind of makes everything. There's a different bounce on Mondays when they won on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And if this team struggles, like, who knows, it looks like it might, or it's hard to tell. The pundits aren't saying real good things right now. Does anything change with you, whether it's a win or a loss, or how do you keep that, you know, straight and easy?
Well, I'm the same whether they win or lose. Mm-hmm. I have to be a pillar of support for them. You know, whether it's good, bad, or indifference, I'm upbeat and positive.
Yeah.
If they pull me aside after the game and want to talk about something, we can talk about it, you know. To me, it makes no difference. I love it when they win.
Yeah.
And when they lose, I'm there to help move us forward.
Yeah, and that's really all you can do. You're
right.
Just there as a kind of a pillar to lean on.
Right.
Yeah. Just a couple final thoughts. What do you hope to accomplish with the Colts as far as their faith-filled journey as really representatives of this community? I mean, everybody knows when it's a player for the Colts what he's doing in and out of the public, and you're there to guide him. What do you hope to accomplish?
I'm not sure. I'm still trying to figure all that out because I've only been with the organization for a few months now.
Yeah.
And people are recognizing who I am. Several people sent me, like last night's game, they sent me pictures of myself because I was on TV, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And all night long I kept getting text messages, hey, I saw you on TV. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So people are recognizing as to who I am. And even when I did an interview recently with another media outlet, they somebody asked, what is your involvement with the fans? And at that moment, someone walked by and said, "Hey, Father, how are you?" And I said, "Perfect timing. The fans know who I am." Yeah. You can't miss me. I'm not
a little
guy on the side.
Yeah. You can get lost a little bit more on this sideline than you can at Chatard.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, Father, thank you so much. And I appreciate you just stopping in and just catching up. It's my pleasure. It's a neat opportunity. Do you want to close with a prayer?
Sure. Let us pray the prayer which Jesus himself taught us to pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father. Father Douglas Hunter, he is your chaplain for your Indianapolis Colts. And we'll close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com. It's not too early to sign up for our Catholic Radio annual dinner. This year's dinner will be on Tuesday, October 2nd at the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall near 71st and Keystone. Archbishop Charles Thompson will be our guest speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a live auction, some great food, and a chance to meet the staff and board members of Catholic Radio Indy. You can sign up right now at catholicradioindy.org or by giving us a call at 317-870-8400.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. Real quickly, let's run down high school football. If you missed it, Cathedral opened the season with a win. The Irish beat Noblesville 31-7. Chatard is also 1-0. They beat Brebeuf. Roncalli lost to Southport last Friday. Cecina is 1-0. They beat Shenandoah. They host Speedway this week. Ritter lost its opener. And Guerin Catholic also starting the year 0-1. That's a big game this week. Guerin Catholic plays at Lafayette Central Catholic. Again, thank you to Father Douglas Hunter for joining us on this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. We do appreciate you listening. And go Colts, go high school team. Get out there and support your team and your school and your kids. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.